We're joined right now. We got a special guest joining us right now. We told you he'd be joining us. That's Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford. So it's good to have Matt here and Matthew. And I don't want to call you. First of all, do people call you Matt at all? Do you get upset about that?
Or? No, I don't get upset, but
you want to be called Matthew.
Yeah, right? I guess you can say that.
That's the whole thing. So, but training camp's been going on here. You guys are back on the field. I would imagine it's pretty good to get just back into the routine of what football is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, off season's a little tough, practicing against yourself all day, knowing that you don't have any games coming up or anything like that. So it's nice to get back out here and build towards something, you know, kind of understand what you need to work on day in and day out to get ready for the first one.
Now, you made a big hit, you know, at the ESPYs. And I thought the timing of it was really good because the offseason there have been all these different issues. And it seemed to me that one of the messages you had, I don't know whether you did this Liberty or not, but I definitely took it out of it just watching it, is to get the Lions back on point. And one of the things you guys have been playing a lot for is the turnaround of the franchise and this area. They kind of coincided together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's kind of what I was shooting for. You know, been here for about 4 years now, and, you know, I've seen it right after 0-16 and how the fans in the city felt about our team to how we are now and how much we can, you know, just help out, inspire, you know, some fans out there, give people something to cheer about, make them happy, have fun time on Sunday. So that's what we're looking forward to do, and that's kind of what I was trying to speak on in that speech.
Talking about, you know, being here for a while, you've seen both sides of that, that passion of the fans. When you were going through your injury issues, you had a lot of doubters out there. People saying, well, you know, he's not going to be healthy. Even when they drafted a quarterback, people wanted to take a tackle or a linebacker. A lot of fans out there. I know I went through a debate about it. I thought they should take you. I'm glad you made me right about that, by the way.
You got it.
But, you know, just talk about now that things are in there. And you're in the 4 years now in the league. You mentioned this is your fourth year. You feel more comfortable taking on a little bit of a leadership role, maybe sending out a message like you did. And, I don't know, just providing leadership. Because I had a feeling when you first came here, one of the first things you had to do was win over that locker room, and then the second thing you had to do was win over this town.
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's part of everybody's process as a quarterback, especially coming in as a rookie. And I knew it was going to be a tough task, but it was one that I, you know, wouldn't trade for anything else. Honestly, you know, the injuries, I learned a lot. Got a chance to play a lot, sit a lot and watch, and understand that, you know, it's not all gravy out here. It's a tough game, and you got to work for it. You know, I was able to do what I wanted to do last year and stay on the field and be healthy, and I know what that feels like, and it's a lot of fun. So hopefully I can, you know, be lucky enough to keep doing that for many years to come.
How much did your background help you deal with the expectations of being the first overall pick? It's almost like you've been groomed since you were like in eighth grade for this role. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I expected to be where I was, you know, I expected to be taken where I was taken. I wanted that. You know, I felt confident that I could do it. I knew it was going to be a process, obviously, coming into a team that struggled. But, you know, the turnaround has been great. It's been a lot of fun. We're just trying to keep this thing moving in the right direction.
Now, this whole thing, you know, there were other quarterbacks who were going to be taken first in the draft. They kind of, Eli Manning's one of them, worked out well for him. John Elway, it worked out well for him in Denver. But when you were going, it was apparent you were going to be drafted by Detroit, even though you're 0-16 and even though this area, you know, sometimes people who haven't been here don't realize how nice it is, you embraced coming here. Mm-hmm. Why? What was it about that whole process? Did anybody tell you not to maybe do it, or did you just in your own mind want to come here? What was it about this that you felt secure for your own career to come here?
I enjoy a challenge, you know, and I think, number one, that's a big thing. And number two is, you know, if we win, I knew if we won that I wouldn't have to worry about my career or anybody else's career. That's what it's all about in this league. And all I wanted to do was come and be a part of turning something around. And nothing's more special than that. It's easy to step into a great situation and come out and play good football. It's another thing to try and build something from the ground up. And I think a lot of the guys that have been in this building for 4 or 5 years, whatever it was, have that pride and have, you know, those memories of 0-16 or, you know, 2-14 or whatever it was, and knew. And they know the amount of hard work that we had to put in to get to where we are today.
You know, I tell you a lot of questions. The biggest question I get is about your running game.
Yeah.
You know, people ask about it all the time. You know, some injury issues, Best and LeSure, and you got some players there. How do you feel about your running backs, and how important is it to establish a running game? Because it really is a pass-happy league now, and the ball's in your hand all the time.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, you know, the biggest thing for us is being able to stay healthy at that position. It's tough. You know, nobody in the league stays healthy at that position for long, and you got to have guys that can step in and you know, pick up where the last guy left off, and that's what we're trying to build that through camp, is get guys confident in their roles and in their positions. And honestly, it is a pass-happy league because people are putting up points doing it. And, you know, there's a lot of great playmakers, the 6'5" guys that can run that we have a bunch of.
You got one. I mean, for sure.
You know, but we got Pettigrew, Scheffler, right. Titus. I mean, you name them all. They're Burleson, everybody. We got a ton of weapons, and why not use them?
You know, it was interesting last year on Titus Young. You threw the ball to him in some key spots, and the ball stuck.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't drop balls. He didn't do things. I mean, if you look at his numbers, they were very impressive for a rookie, especially considering he missed a lot of training camp and there was no off-season program. How high is the ceiling for that kid?
It's really high. You know, Titus is a very talented kid. The moment's not too big for him. You know, third down in the playoff game, twice, I think, on the first drive, I'm feeding him the ball, and he's making stick catches and doing a great job. And, you know, he's just going to continue to grow, continue to progress. You know, he's got a ton of talent, and you know, it's fun for me. I get to go out there, and you know, I see matchups all across the field that I know we can win, and it's a lot of fun.
Talking about this season as a team, you know, you guys made the playoffs last year. The next frontier is to win a playoff game and do things. I've mentioned the word Super Bowl a couple times. I think you got a shot at it. I mean, I don't think you're the favorite to do it, but they have a shot at it. You guys think about that at all, the Super Bowl, or is it something where you take it one step at a time type process?
Honestly, this time of year, the biggest thing for us is trying to get better that day. You know, there's a long time between now and, you know, the first week in February, and obviously that's everybody's ultimate goal every time they strap the pads on, is to try and go get a win in the Super Bowl. But for us right now, we're trying to get better. You know, we've got spots where we've got young guys trying to step in, and training camp's about competing, you know, with yourself, with your teammates, and making sure that you're getting the most out of yourself and your teammates to help the team.
Well, listen, I appreciate the time. Matthew, thanks for stopping
by.
Yeah,
thanks for having me on, man.
And good luck to you in the coming season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford.